You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has long been recognised as a world leader in controlling tobacco use, with the latest figures showing around 10.7% of the country's adult population smokes daily. Cancer Council Australia's Director of Cancer Control Policy, Megan Varlow, explains why.
We've had comprehensive tobacco control in Australia now for quite a long time. So things like mass media campaigns, plain packaging, restricting sales to particular people, making sure that we're not encouraging people to take up smoking in the first place. That's really made a difference to our smoking rates.
But despite the decline, tobacco use remains the leading preventable cause of death and disease in Australia. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people continue to smoke at higher rates than their non-Indigenous counterparts. Dr. Raglan Maddox leads the evaluation of the Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program at the Australian National University. He says smoking rates among First Nations people are in large part higher than the general population because of how they've been treated since colonisation.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been excluded from the cash economy, paid in rations of tobacco, excluded from the education system, and differential treatment when it comes to healthcare and other things.
New data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare shows smoking prevalence among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities has decreased by 20% since 1994 to 43%. Dr. Raglan Maddox says those figures show just how vital culturally appropriate programs are in helping Indigenous people to quit smoking or avoid taking it up in the first place.
There's tremendous diversity among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities across the country, including remote communities. We know that those different contexts or different local environments impact the way Indigenous peoples engage with the healthcare system, engage with the education system and that sort of infrastructure. And as a result, locally tailored supports by and for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people tend to have greater successes.
The government set a goal of reducing the daily smoking rate among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged over 15 to 27% or less by 2030. But the Cancer Council's Megan Varlow says unless the government commits to substantial long-term funding of the Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program, the progress that's already been achieved could stall or even be reversed.
Tobacco control is a long game. It takes a long time to help people to quit smoking and also to make sure that new generations don't take up smoking. So we're calling for continued long-term investment in the Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program. And that funding needs to be at the levels that it currently is and then adjusted as the population changes. So we know that some communities in Australia are not able to access the Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program. And so we need the future investment to make sure that everyone who would like to work with the program or be engaged by the program is able to access it.
The Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program is funded until the 30th of June next year. The Department of Health says a decision on future arrangements for the program is expected shortly. Amy Hall, SBS News.